here tonight because we have six brothers and a sister being baptized. So that's a wonderful, wonderful day today.
امروز خیلی روز شگفت انگیزیه برای اینکه شش برادر و یک خواهر داریم که قرار تعمید بگیرن در باب.
God has been showing his love and his power to people and they've been coming to Jesus.
خداوند قدرت خودش رو نشون میده به مردم و اونها دارن به روی میان.
Now we're in the middle of a special teaching series of 6 weeks.
همونطور که میدونیم ما الان در اواسط یک سری تعلیم مقاله مهم هستیم که 6 هفته طول برمی کنیم.
We're teaching about 6 things that are important for being a member of Emmanuel.
که 6 هفته طول میکشه و داریم در باره 6 تا نکته صحبت میکنیم که در این باره از توضیح میده که یک عضو کلیسای ایمانوئل بودن چه معنی داره.
So if someone says, I want to be a member, and you can say, well, there are these 6 things you need to know
about.
This is in addition to following the Lord Jesus. Our first week, we talked about praying for one another.
اما هفته اول در مورد دعا کردن برای همدیگه صحبت کردیم.
If you're a member of the Emmanuel, then you're committed to pray for each other.
اگر شما یک عضو از کلیسای ایمانوئل هستید، متعهد میشید که برای همدیگه در دعا باشید.
God will use your prayers powerfully.
خداوند از دعاهای شما با قدرت استفاده
می‌کنه. I really believe that.
من باور دارم به شدت.
To build up the church.
که کلیسا رو بسازه.
So that was the first week, praying for one another.
پس این هفته اولمون بود دعا کردن برای همدیگه.
And the second week I was building life-giving relationships. That was last week.
و هفته گذشته که هفته دوم بود از این سری تمارین در مورد ایجاد یک رابطه بود با بقیه از این کلیسا.
Today we're going to look at being part of a group of a small group of people who meet together.
و اما امروز ما می‌خوایم صحبت بکنیم درباره اسمان گروپ ها، درباره گروه‌های کوچکی از کلیسا که در جریان هفته جمع میشن تا حالا بهشون چیکار کنن.
Next week we'll talk about following Jesus in your everyday life.
هفته دیگه درباره پیروی از مسیح در زندگی روزانه خودمون صحبت می‌کنیم.
And then we'll talk about serving in the church.
And then
we're going to talk about
the money.
But today it's about meeting with others.
Now
part of belonging to Emmanuel is obviously coming here on Saturday, being part of the worship.
خب مشخصه که بخشی از عضویت کلیسای ایمانوئل اینه که ما شنبه‌ها چطور دور هم جمع بشیم برای سرویس.
That's essential.
این خیلی ضروری هست.
But it's also important to belong to a group of others that meet together.
ولی این هم مهمه که ما به یک گروهی تعلق داشته باشیم که خارج از کلیسا هم ملاقات کنیم.
This is a group of believers who study the Bible together.
این یک گروهی از ایمانداران هست که کتاب کلام خدا رو کتاب مقدس رو هم می‌شینن و مطالعه.
They pray for each other.
برای هم دعا می‌کنن.
They encourage each other.
و هم دیگه تشویق می‌کنن.
So we encourage everyone to be a member of a small group like that.
برای ما تشویق می‌کنیم همه از این کلیسا رو که عضو حداقل یکی از این گروه‌های کوچک باشن.
It could be as small as 2 people.
می‌تونه کوچکی 2 نفر باشه.
Maybe a family group is doing that.
یا اصلا این گروه خانوادگی باشه که در این کار انجام میده.
Or maybe a group of 6 or 7 or 12 people that meet during the week.
یا 6 نفر، 7 نفر، یا حتی 12 نفر که به صورت هفتگی هم دیگر ملاقات میکنن.
This is very important for your spiritual health.
این برای سلامت روحانیشون، برای سلامت روحانیتون خیلی مهم است.
Why is this important?
چرا مهم است؟
Well, Jesus said that whenever 2 or 3 gather in His name, He is present with them.
در اینکه مسیح میگه هر زمانی که 2 یا 3 ایماندار در کنار هم جمع بشن، او اونجا حضور پیدا میکنه.
So when we meet together, we're meeting with Jesus.
بنابراین زمانی که با هم ملاقات میکنیم، داریم با مسیح ملاقات میکنیم.
If there's 3 in your group, actually there's 4, because Jesus is with you.
اگر در شما 3 نفر هست، در حقیقت 4 نفر هست، چون مسیح هم اونجا هست.
So when you meet with other Christians to read the Bible and pray, God shows up in your
بنابراین اگر با مسیحیان دیگر ملاقات دارید، ملاقات بکنید که کتاب مقدس رو مطالعه بکنید، مسیح در میان شما هست.
That's very powerful.
این خیلی قدرتمند.
So that's the first reason, Jesus is there.
این اولین دلیل است به خاطر اینکه مسیح اونجا خواهد.
The second reason is everyone needs someone else to be accountable to in their Christian life.
دلیل دیگه اینه که هر کسی در زندگی مسیحی خودش به یک نفر احتیاج داره که اون شخص بهش اون شخص رو حساب کنه.
We need other people to care for us what's happening in our life.
ما احتیاج داریم کسی دیگه هم که درباره زندگی ما اهمیت بدن و بدونن که در زندگی ما چه اتفاقی داره میفته.
Someone who will pray for you when you have a need.
کسی که زمانی که ما احتیاجی داریم برامون دعا میکنه.
Someone who will challenge you to do the right thing.
کسی که ما رو به چالش میکشه تا کار درست رو انجام بده.
Someone who knows you.
کسی که شما رو میشناسه.
We everyone needs a group that we can be accountable with.
هر کسی در کلیسا به یک گروهی احتیاج داره که اون اشخاص بتونه حساب
کنه. We support each other. The third reason is that a small group is a great way to develop your spiritual gifts.
دلیل سوم اینه که یک گروه کوچک خیلی راه خوبی برای که بتونید اون عطایای روحانی خودتون رو پیدا کنید.
When you choose to follow Jesus, the Father sends His Spirit to live in you.
وقتی شما انتخاب میکنید که مسیح رو دنبال بکنید، پدر روح خودش رو میفرسته که در شما زندگی بکنه.
The Bible says that we are all temples of the Holy Spirit.
کتاب مقدس میگه که ما معبد هستیم برای روح القدس.
The Bible says also that God gives us spiritual gifts to use in our Christian life.
و همچنین کتاب مقدس اشاره میکنه که ما به ما عطایای روحانی داده میشه که در زندگی ازش استفاده بکنیم.
You might have a gift of encouragement, for example.
شما میتونید عطایای تشویق داشته باشید برای انسان.
You might have a gift of faith in prayer.
شاید عطایای دعا داشته باشید.
Perhaps you have a gift of hearing from God.
شاید عطایای نبوت یا شنیدن از خدا داشته باشید.
Perhaps the Lord ministers you to heal the sick.
شاید عطایای شفا داشته باشید.
Everyone, God has some gift from God that He gives to us.
به هر حال هر کسی یک جوری از خداوند یک عطایایی داره.
The reason why He gives us that is to help build up the church.
But دلیلی که خداوند عطایا به ما میده برای اینکه ما بتونیم کلیسا رو بسازیم، واسه روش کلیسا.
And when you're in a small group, you can practice these gifts. You can become experienced in this.
و زمانی که شما توی یک small group هستیم، توی یک گروهی هستیم که خودمون رو small group از انسداش بکنیم، میتونیم تجربه پیدا بکنیم این عطایا رو اونجا روش بدیم، ببینیم چه جوری استفاده
بکنیم. You know, sometimes people pray in front of the church.
بعضی وقتا مردم میان در این بالا دعا میکنن.
You might say, I could never do that.
شما خودت فکر میکنی من هیچ وقت نمیتونم شجاعت ندارم.
I don't feel confident to do that.
اعتماد به نفس ندارم.
Perhaps you can learn to pray with two or three people or four or five people that you're meeting with.
شاید یاد بگیرید که دعا کنید با مثلا نفر یا چهار پنج نفری که دارید ملاقات میکنید.
People that you know care for you and love you and respect you and it doesn't matter if you make mistakes.
کسانی که شما میدونید که شما رو دوست دارن و به شما احترام میذارن و شما بهشون اعتماد دارید و میدونید که اگر شما اشتباهی بکنید مسخره میکنن شما.
Everyone needs to belong to a group like this where they can grow.
هر کسی احتیاج داره به یکی از این گروه ها متعلق باشه، عضو این گروه باشه.
So that's the third reason. The first reason is when we meet, Jesus is present. Second reason is we need other people to be accountable to in our Christian life. The third reason is a great place to learn to grow to use the spiritual gifts that God has given you. Here's the fourth reason. Living the Christian life is often difficult.
زندگی مسیحی و زندگی کردن اغلب اوقات دیگر سخت دشوار.
We need encouragement and support.
ما به تشویق نیاز داریم و پشتیبانی.
You know, there's this story about a log burning in the fire. About a fire and there's all these logs burning in the fire, pieces of wood burning.
یک داستانی هست درباره اینکه این کنچوکتیکای کندهایشون در آتش دارن می‌سوزن.
And then if you take one of those burning sticks and you put it outside the fire, it will stop burning.
و اگر شما یکی از این تیکه‌ها رو بردید، یکی از چوب بردید و از آتش برش درش بیارید، دیگه نمی‌سوزه.
If you put all of the pieces of wood apart from each other, the fire will go out.
اگر همه این تیکه‌های چوب رو از هم دیگه بردارید و فاصله بچینید، آتش در مدت خیلی کوتاهی خاموش
میشه. But if you put them together, you get a beautiful fire.
ولی اگر همه رو دور هم جمع کنید، همه رو با هم
together, the fire of God is burning in us.
زمانی که ما در کنار همدیگه هستیم، آتش خداوند در ما می‌سوزد.
When we are together, we can show the love of Jesus to each other.
زمانی که ما با هم هستیم، می‌تونیم عشق خداوند رو به هم نشون بدیم.
We become the hands and feet of Jesus, helping each other.
ما دستان و پاهای مسیح می‌شیم و به هم کمک می‌کنیم.
So we can minister, we can care for each other.
برابر می‌تونیم هم که خدمت کنیم و هم اهمیت قائل باشیم.
Now the fifth reason is that we need to build our lives on the truth, on God's word. To know that, we need to study the Bible. You need to let the word of God change your heart. If you know the word of God, you'll be much stronger in your daily life.
در زندگی روزانه خودتون خیلی موفق
Because you know the promises of God for you.
در اینکه وعده‌های خداوند رو برای خودتون میدونید.
You know what you stand on.
میدونید که بر چه چیزی پا گذاشتید.
And in a group of others, you can learn about the Word of God. You can grow in understanding the Word of God.
و در این small group میتونیم یاد بگیریم درباره کلام خداوند و رشد کنیم.
Small group or home group, they can help each other learn and also help each other be accountable for following the word of God.
Yes, small group or home group can help you push money, money, but help you connect with one another. Get more than that.
So that was number five. And number six. We all need to be cared for in our Christian walk. Everyone needs support. I need support. My brother here needs support too. He needs a lot of help. But we all need help. And, you know, it's not possible for one person to care for everybody. Even three people can't care for everybody. Six people can't care for everybody. We all need to care for each other. When you're part of a group, you can support each other. So if something bad happens and you need someone to pray, you have people who know you, who care about you, and can pray for you.
یک وقتی مشکلی پیش میاد و شما احتیاج دارید به صورت فوری وقت دعا بشه خوشبا گروه خودتون رو دارید میتونید بلا فاصله شروع کنید به دعا کردن میتونید اشخاصی هستن که شما رو دوست دارن برای شما اهمیت دارن
So with a home group, how many people need to be in this group?
با یک گروه خانگی و یک گروه گروه چند نفر احتیاج توی یک گروه گروه باشه؟
Well, it could be as small as two people.
خب همونطوری گفت میتونه از به کوچکی دو نفر باشه.
Sometimes in our church I've seen a husband and wife, they have a time that they set aside each week to read the Bible and to pray for each other. When I was a boy, my father led all five of us in family reading the Bible and praying together every night after we had dinner.
خب زمانی که من یه پسر کوچیک بودم و در خونه زندگی می‌کردم با خانواده پدر من خودش رهبری این حالت تامین گروپ رو به عهده می‌گرفت و بعد از خوردن غذا ما با هم مشارکت داشتیم.
So that's like a family home.
Let's say family group.
But often people find somewhere between 8 to 12 people is a good number.
ولی خب بعضیا برای این باورن که بین 8 تا 12 نفر در شماره عدد خوبی.
If you can meet once a week, that's fantastic. Some people find once every 2 weeks works better. Now what I want to talk about is what could you do when you meet together. And I want to say, we're going to be working with the whole congregation to help people develop in this area,
و دوستان کمک میکنیم در این زمان پیش روی که داریم با این اجتماع بتونن یک این توانایی رو رشد بدیم در بینشون که بتونن کار رو انجام بدن
For a church to grow, you need strong home groups.
برای یک کلیسا که رشد بکنه ما به هوم گروپ های خیلی دقیق داشتیم
So So, what do you do when you get together? Well, you share with each other how you're going. You read the Bible. You pray for each other. You love each other. You encourage each other. You can worship as well. Now here's the problem. If all the home, if we have lots of home groups and they're studying the Bible, where do we find leaders?
که اگر ما گروه‌های خیلی داریم که دارن همه با هم دیگه در گروه خودشون کتاب مقدس رو مطالعه میکنن.
Where do we find teachers? Where do we find teachers?
کسی که تعلیم میارن رو کجا پیدا کنیم؟
Well, the problem is we don't have enough teachers and leaders.
خب مشکل اینجاست که ما به اندازه کافی معلم نداریم، رهبر نداریم که این گروه‌ها رو رهبری کنیم.
But you don't have to have a teacher or a teaching leader to have a great home group.
ولی به یک رهبر و یک معلم احتیاج ندارید که یک هوم گروپ باشه که خیلی بزرگ و خوب داشته باشه.
You can do it with a group of people in which maybe there's someone who gathers the people, but everyone shares the leading together. You do it together, equally.
شما به اندازه مساوی با هم دیگه مشارکت میکنید ولی حالا مثلا توی یک نفر باشه که اون شخص مثلا مسئول اینه که همه رو با هم دیگه دور هم جمع بکنه و این کار چیز انجام بده ولی با این مسابقات با هم دیگه برخورد میکنه.
You don't have to have all the answers to all the questions. But here's how you might organize a group like
that.
Someone needs to choose a passage of the Bible that you're going to study. So the first thing you do is you gather together, maybe have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee.
اولین کاری که دوباره انجام میشیم یک فنجون چای فنجون قهوه میخوریم.
And you ask each other how did your week go?
و از هم میپرسیم که هفته چطور بود؟ اول پرسیم.
And you say what can you give thanks for to God for the last week?
و ازشون میپرسیم که شما دربارش برای چه چیزی که خدا بهت داده یا اتفاق افتاده میتونی خدا رو شکر کنید.
Or maybe is there some difficulty that you've had?
یا آیا سختی دشواری داشتی در طول هفته گذشته؟
And because you met last week, you might say, well, how have you applied what we learned last week? And then you can read a passage of the Bible together. And then you can ask someone in the group to explain the passage in their own words.
و بعد از یک نفر در گروه میتونیم بخوایم که این بخش که میخوندیم رو با واژه های خودشون با کلمه های خودشون به زبان خودشون مطرح
کنیم. It's a different way of listening to what's happening in the Bible.
این یه راه دیگه است برای گوش بدیم به اینکه چه اتفاقی داره در کلام میفته.
And then you can ask each other, what did you feel when you read that?
و میتونیم از هم دیگه بپرسیم که چه احساسی داشتی، چه چیزی احساس کردی زمانی که اینو خوندی.
And this is not like, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be an expert in the Bible. You just have to be an expert on you. But you say, how do you feel? Who knows how you feel? Only you know that. So you're an expert on yourself. You say, when I was listening to that, this is how I felt. When I was listening to the Bible, that passage, this is how I felt. And then, the fourth step, you can say, what am I going to do about this? Each person in the group says, I am going to do this, I will do this, because of what was in the Bible. And you might think, who am I going to tell this week about what I've learned today? Now that's very simple, and I think anyone can study the Bible in that way. And you trust the Holy Spirit to work.
Because
remember, when you gather together, Jesus is present.
جمع میشید مسیح اینجا حاضره.
We're going to take 10 minutes to do a Bible study now with everyone in the Bible study. So you need to find 3 to 5 people that you're going to meet with now.
خواهران اکتیویتی که داریم اینه که میخوایم 10 دقیقه وقت صرف کنیم یه گاهی رسیدی همجورا بندازیم.
You need to find a
دوست دارم از هر کسی که گروه های 3 تا 5 نفره تشکیل بدیم همین حالا یعنی هر کی گروه برای خودش هم 3 تا 5 نفره یه گروه برای خودش هستن.
So look around you, find 3 or 5 people and make a group. And you need a Bible, there's some of the Jews. And our passage is Luke chapter 9, verses 22 to 25. Luke chapter 9. Verses 22 to 25. And when you're in your group, you can ask someone to read it out. Would you like to find someone in your group to read that now? If you're not in the group, please come and join somebody else. Please read it. Just read Luke 9,
22-25.
Which page is it? Better?
Page 181.
Has everyone found the passage? Yes? Ask someone to read it aloud to you. Luke 9.
Can you
just
run
around and check it? said it in your own words. You have. Very good. Someone else in the group can read it. But anyone can take part. So the next question is this. As you were hearing the story or reading the story, how did you feel? I want you to tell each other what you feel.
و جوابش اینه که نظر من چجوری که نظر من در باره خدا عوض میکنه اینی که او شاید او حقیقتا اون عجب پاداش برتر و نهایی که ما باید بهش برسیم و شاید این چیزایی که تو دنیا میبینیم گذرا باشه.
Can you come up with a will statement? I will do this, I will do this.
حالا ازم میخواد که این باید جمعه که در آینده باید جمعه من خواهم کرد این قضیه تموم کنم.
You'll try, okay. So this is what you need to do. You talk to each other and you say, how does this change the way I think and what will I do this
week?
Off you go. This will make a huge difference in your walk together with God. At the very least, you could just do it with one other person. Or you could do it as a family. Or with some friends. It's up to you. And we'll give you some training and support as well.
ما بتونی خود پشتیبانی و آموزش هم.
So that's the end of my message today. To be part of Emmanuel, you should also be part of a home group or small group learning together. They will give you support. You'll learn about God together. You'll practice using the gifts that God has given you. And you will grow. Amen. Amen. I think we have a baptism now. So I'm going to invite my friend Carly to come and help. Or, sorry. Oh, we've got some testimonies now.
Okay, shall we have that?